Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's up? Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room and check in with everybody. He spends his weekends going from game to game with his four boys, and golfing in his spare time is something he enjoys. It's producer Eddie.
So do you guys remember last year I went on a digital detox? I did it for about a month where I did no social media. I did
sort of. You were on the show on social media the whole day.
Well, right, because I
and
had
you
to.
You posted.
For work. I had to, you know, if it has to do for work, I wasn't.
But that's not a real detox, but I hear you.
Well, anyway, that's what I did last year. It was great. I'm glad I did it. It like really detoxed my, my sensories.
Yeah, because you got to do it all day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's fine. But anyway, so this year I said I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to do something different.
Okay.
I turned my phone into grayscale. So it's all gray. And the reason I'm doing this is to make my phone dull. Like there's no vibrant colors. I look at it, bones, it's impossible to even find an app. So I'm trying to limit my screen time by making it dull.
So I don't know much about grayscale. Amy?
It just takes away the color. Like it makes it less interesting because our brains are drawn to certain things on there. And so this will help him. The phone is now less desirable.
So, Bones, say like I'm on my phone, I'm on TikTok, right? Everything's black and white. Everything. I'm
even
like,
the videos?
Even the videos. Even when I take a picture, it's black and white.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
So basically you're in a time
what?
Machine.
Yeah.
You went to when they made your favorite movies.
In the 1940s.
Well, there's no way.
Yeah, check it out, Lunch. So anyway, so I put this on, take a picture. It's black and white. There's Morgan. Boom. But it's a real color picture. I only see it black and white. So when I take my eyes off the phone and look at the world, it's beautiful.
It's more vibrant.
And I'm like, I'd rather be in the world than on my phone.
So yours is, it's not that the chemicals in your brain are affected by what they've developed in these social media apps of sounds and sights, but it's the juxtaposition of gray, crappy versus world lovely.
Correct.
Right beside each other.
Correct. Black and white, boring. The world, beautiful colors.
And why do all the movies you like? Why are they all black and white then?
Great point.
Well, that's because it takes me back to a different time.
But you weren't alive in that time.
I know. I wish I was.
We're going to review one of Eddie's movies coming up in a little bit.
Question, how long are we doing this gray thing for?
I'm going to do it for the month.
Okay, this is, now we know. Now you're going to be more addicted to your phone. You like to go back in time.
That's true.
Oh, great.
This phone, your phone's going to be nostalgic for an era you weren't even living in.
I didn't think about that.
I never even heard of grayscale. Is it a feature?
Yeah. I'll turn your phone to it.
That's okay.
I first heard
I already live kind of grayscale. I'm kind of colorblind, so just sort of grayscale.
We first heard about it, Eddie, remember from church, they were encouraging it.
Yeah.
To like, so you be off your phones.
He is running out of time to sell the items we got from the pallet, and if we did a poll on worst investment deals, this will be top of the ballot. Here's Lunchbox! Woo!
I'm going to go back in time, guys. In November, we started talking randomly on the show about this dog cough that is taking over the world where doctors didn't know how to treat it. Vets were like, all these dogs are getting it. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's what my dog has. And you guys made fun of me.
Yeah.
We didn't make fun of you about your dog being sick. That did not happen at all.
You're like, your dog doesn't have this. And I played you clips. And I was like, listen, this is what my dog just started doing. And I don't know what it is. Guys, it is 2 months later. I've been to three different vets. And my dog still has the cough. Still hacking.
They can't figure out what it is?
Can't figure it out. We've taken so many x-rays and sent them off to like x-ray specialists and this antibiotic, this, and this.
What is it again? Hold on.
Antibiotic.
Okay.
You said that right. Okay.
That's what I said.
No, you just said antibiotic.
Whatever. Antibiotic. We've done all sorts of things. The next thing on the table is they want to put my dog under, insert some fluid into his lungs, mm-hmm. and suck it out and culture it to see if there's some bacteria that they're missing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, my dog is 14, so putting him under is...
It also just could be he's getting old.
Yeah.
But, man, we have been battling. So, yeah, I mean, everybody's been asking. Still coughing.
I hate to hear that. We never made fun of his dog, for everybody listening out there. Not one time did we make fun of his dog.
Never.
Oh, yeah. You guys were like, he doesn't have that. And I said, guys, it was out of nowhere. And then I started playing the clips, and you were like, we don't need to hear that. We don't need to hear that.
What happened is you always say you have everything or you're being affected by everything. And we said, I don't know if that's true. And then you brought it in, and we're like, wow, he may have that.
Was that the clip?
What is that?
What are you playing?
I'm playing my dog, guys.
There's nothing on there.
Well, there was.
Okay, anyway.
You guys didn't hear it.
All right, moving on.
Let's go to the next one.
All right, moving on. She hosts the Women of iHeart Country Show, and if you want to listen, the iHeart Radio app is where you go. Here's Amy!
So my Gmail is so full that I got this notification that I can now buy more storage for just,
or
like,
you can delete all of the emails that are in there.
I know, but what if I delete something that I need to go back to? That's
you
my
You
thing.
Don't need it.
He deleted his whole account.
I know. There's no way I'm going to do that. No.
There's 99% chance you don't need anything in there.
Okay, well,
When's the last time you needed something from it?
Sometimes I go back and look at emails from way back. Okay. My mom, I have emails from my mom.
Then
I'm not
save
deleting
the
those.
Specific ones you want.
No, that's different. You save those.
Yeah, yes, but don't not delete it because you may need to go back to it for some reason. That's called being a hoarder.
Okay, well, I'm a digital hoarder.
Are you going to buy more space? Why don't you just use this as an exercise?
$1.99 a month for
a year,
100 GBs, gigabytes.
I would delete stuff. Do the thing where you can do size, or hit the button, and it brings all the biggest ones first with all the paper clips on it.
Wait, we can do that?
Yeah, you can manage your storage.
Yeah, and then start deleting all the big ones first that you don't need.
Oh, that's genius.
And then go over.
I didn't know you could do it by size.
Yes.
This is good news.
Okay, Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's a big Jersey guy, and today it's the Packers I spy, Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So here's the thing. On Saturday night of this week, I got big news. On Saturday night, I got big news. I'm going to be staying at the sleep place on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got to go sleep in the sleep center with cameras all on me on Saturday night. They apparently really only have you do it on Saturdays and Sundays where you sleep there. They were, I guess, make exceptions occasionally. I really don't want to sleep there and then come do the show.
Yeah.
So on Saturday night of this week, I will be spending the night in a room that looks kind of like a hotel bedroom, but there are cameras on the walls all around, and they're going to hook me up and tape me up and try to figure out what's wrong with me when I sleep.
Will they let you tape your mouth?
I don't know if the rules are do what you normally do right now, because I've only started doing that recently, so I probably won't.
I would think that you need
because to. Because it's so new.
You need to be in your purest form. Like, you probably can't take anything, no magnesium.
So I'm going to go and sleep and have them watch me, and we'll pay-per-view it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you allowed to have your computer and stuff? Like, how do you...
I don't know any rules yet. I just got an email a minute ago going, we'll see you on Saturday night. But I'm sure you don't go in and you're just isolated to the world.
Yeah.
Hello?
I wonder if you can go in and play video games for a little bit and then slowly go to sleep, or do you just go in, all right, time to go to sleep?
Yeah, do you show up at like 9 p.m., like when it's your bedtime?
I do show up at 8 p.m.
Okay, it's your bedtime.
Oh, so you got to eat before you get there. Do they have snacks?
Yeah.
Midnight snacks, man.
Yeah.
Are you locked in the room? And are there other people in the other room?
There for sure are, because if they only do it a couple nights.
What if I get lonely?
Right, do you knock on the door? Hey, can you hear me?
Chuck, you in there?
Trying to sleep, man.
I'm just scared. Anyway, I'm doing that Saturday night. So, big news. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Yesterday, my 17-year-old son told me he wants to drop out of high school. Most parents wouldn't even consider this. With my son, it's a bit more complicated. He's been coding for more than 10 years. He makes as much money as I do. He's incredibly responsible. He laid out what he plans to do with his time, on how he'll save his money, on when he'll be working, when he would be going to school. I'm running out of good reasons to tell him no. What do you think? Should I let him do what he thinks is best? Signed, Mom of a Tech Whiz. Well, he's 17. He's probably so close.
He's so close.
And I get, hey, he's making a ton of money. And maybe if he's making that kind of money at 15.
Yeah, man.
But he's so close. It's like, son, you're right. You could quit high school, do this, and you have something the rest of your life and never look back and you're all good. Because it literally could happen. Even with college, right? College, not for everybody. College, not for everybody. But it's like you're so close. Just finish, because then at least you'll just have it. If for no other reason, all that work is not like in vain. If you're so close, just finish. If you're three credits short of your college degree, lunchbox.
Oh, which college is different than high school.
Which you are, but sure. You're so close.
Yeah.
It's not even about what it can get you, the degree. It's that you've almost finished. You might as well just go ahead and cross the finish line.
Accomplishing that, check.
But I do understand. If he's like, hey, this is what I'm going to do my whole life. I want to do it. You can also get an equivalency later, too, if he does quit.
Like a
what is that?
GED? Like a GED, sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
as a parent, I have to. My kid has to go to school. It's the law. I mean, I get he's 17, but he's going to be
17,
18.
Though. I think 16, right? And it depends what state you're in.
Oh, I didn't know there's a law about that.
Yeah, because like if...
I don't think it's a federal law, and you can check me on this, but I know... When I grew up and where I grew up, you could be 16 and quit school and go to work.
Okay.
Yeah, but Eddie, if you're like 12-year-old just stops going to school, you get arrested for it.
Wow.
Yeah. You're the truancy parent.
Okay, I'll make sure my 12-year-old stays in school.
Yes.
I was working on a project with a guy recently. He's 21. He just dropped out of college. He's been coding since he was 13. He tried to give the whole college thing a chance, but he's just making too much money. He's like, I'm done with this. And now he has a full-time job.
In the state we're in now, you can drop out if you're 17, if you have your parents' permission.
Okay. Wow.
There you go.
Or you can drop out when you're 18 without your parents' permission if you haven't finished school yet. But you can drop out at 17 with your parents' permission. I would have the conversation. You're a smart, logical person. I know you don't need high school. And you're crushing it. You're making more than me. Can I have a loan? All this stuff that you want to ask. I'd be like, you're so close. Would you just finish for me as a favor to me? And then if he still says no, then you kind of have to respect it.
Then ground him.
Well, he's 17. He's going to hack you. It's over. If he's coding, he's going to. But I think that is a difficult situation, and there is not a one size fits all for something like this.
But wow, as a parent, to know that at that age, your kid already has it figured out.
It's very cool.
Because sometimes I wonder, what are they going to do? You know, like how long are they going to live at home? And are they going to be able to support themselves?
A legit concern.
Amy, we're doing the show, not therapy now.
Okay.
I don't know if you're confused. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I want to talk to Jake, who lives in Pittsburgh. Hey, Jake, what's up, buddy?
How's it going? Morning, studio.
Morning. What's up, dude?
Hey, I have a story for lunch here. Back in August, on Bring the Trailer auctions, an 06 Altima with 0 miles sold for $3 million.
Oh, wow. God. For zero miles, so, though.
Yeah,
how do you keep a car without driving it?
I wonder what happened. Why did they keep it? Because sometimes somebody will buy like an iPod version 1 or Nintendo game or like my Arkansas cheerleader Barbie, which is just weird that I have back here. But if you keep it unopened, apparently they're worth more. Why would someone have a car and never drive it?
I have no idea, but maybe Lunchbox's car is worth more than he thinks.
But no.
Maybe if you drive it to where it gets to 9999999 and goes back over to zero.
Okay. Ferris Bueller. Go in reverse.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. I need to go in reverse and get it back to zero. That would take a long time.
What if you signed your car really big on the door, then auctioned it off?
Oh, I kind of like that. It's kind of a good idea.
To who?
The highest bidder.
Yeah, Amy, anybody will buy it.
How many miles your car have?
216,000, like 300 and something.
What's best case scenario before you have to, get another car?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Can you go all 24?
Oh, I mean, I highly doubt it. The fact that the check engine light has been on for 2.5 months and they told me I need a new engine and half the time it doesn't start, I doubt it. I mean, if I made it to May, I'd be ecstatic. I mean, when I took it to a repair shop last year, the guy told me, he's like, look, man, I can help you get a car. Like, I don't want to see you to keep putting money in this thing. He's like, what's your budget? And he started looking for a used car. Like, he felt so bad for me.
He was doing it, tell me something good for you?
Yes. And he was just like, I can't let you put money back into this thing.
So how much would you take, honestly, how much money would you take if someone said, I will give you $50?
Oh, no.
$50. No, it's just an example of a number you wouldn't take. But realistically, if someone said, I will give you this much, how much for the car?
I don't want to put a price on her, but I got to.
Because they're not giving you much. Didn't you try to take it in and
Kelly? No, I Kelly Blue Booked online.
And it was?
$250.
$250.
Oh, wow. Well, not $250,000.
Yeah. $250.
Like, literally $250.
Yeah. Wow, that's
tough.
So
what would you take if someone said, I will give you blank?
$3,000.
Oh, no. There's no chance. What? Okay, so then you'll never make a penny.
Well, no, you just said.
Well, yeah, 1 million. I'm saying, what's the lowest you would take?
What were you going to say? You just said, I'll sign it.
Sign the door.
You think your signature is worth that much on a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
if someone said, I give you $500 for the car.
No chance. I mean, $500 does nothing for me.
It's a slap in the face?
Take it.
Yeah. Like the tires, I mean, I don't know if the tires are worth $500, but.
They're obviously not because they offer you
$250. There has to be something worth $500 in there, right?
I don't know.
Do you have $450 in cash hidden in the compartment somewhere?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, Jake, we appreciate that. Lunchbox is still hanging on, and it hasn't died coming to work.
No.
Do you take back roads just in case it does die, or do you get on the interstate?
No, I don't. I mean, interstate real quick, and then...
Oh, I didn't know you... Well, that makes all the difference in the world. All right, Jake, appreciate that. I'm sure we'll let you know whenever he decides to finally get a new car.
Right. It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, Amber works for Alaskan Airlines and she's on a flight and all of a sudden this call button goes off. She goes over, can I help you, sir? Well, this guy's a zoo official and he's transporting 6 flamingo eggs and the incubator stopped working. So,
are they with him or are they back in like baggage?
They're with him.
Huh.
Fragile eggs.
They didn't stop him going through?
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. So she springs into action. She goes over and fills up rubber gloves with warm water and lays it on top of the eggs. And then other passengers started offering up their coat and scarves to pile on top for extra insulation. And then, you know, the eggs, they departed when they landed, got off the plane, but she had no idea if what they did was going to work. Well, a few months later, she got a phone call. Would you like to fly out to the zoo and meet the flamingos that you helped save? So shook her granddaughter and they went to the zoo and they saw the flamingos.
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool of people just to give their stuff up too.
Yeah.
To kind of warm up the eggs.
They were transporting them from the zoo in Atlanta to a zoo in Seattle.
Did you see that dog that pooped on that American Airlines flight or whatever?
Yeah.
Freaking out.
on the seat?
No, like in the ground.
Yeah.
But like how
quick. Just pick it up.
But it stinks.
Both. Both.
It smells, but I mean,
yeah,
okay.
Just pick it up. It's a dog, but also it does stink. It's just a whole, it turned into a whole shish kebab in the air. Yeah. Everybody just fighting each other.
So all 6 were born, the flamingos, and her granddaughter's name is Sunny. So the zoo went ahead and named one of the flamingos Sunny.
I like that.
Cute.
I'm glad you brought it back after the dog poop story.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to protect the identity of the person that we're talking about here. But Amy, I'm going to come over to you. So let's just say, we'll just say a girl. We're not saying if it's a girl or a guy. Let's just say a girl that you know this happened to with her pay. Okay?
Yeah.
So we know who it is. We're going to switch up some of the facts. But this is a true story. Go ahead.
She received an email from accounting at her company, and it had attached payment, like a breakdown of your paycheck, except for it wasn't her paycheck. It was a paycheck of a guy that she works with that they've both been there the same amount of time, and they do the exact same thing. And his was significantly higher. Like, she was shocked. Whoa. Like,
man, that sucks that they sent that to her.
Yeah.
It also sucks if that's the case and she's getting paid less for the same job. And there's some details I need to know. Like, do they for sure have the same job?
For sure.
Same responsibility,
same amount of time.
Is it a sales job to where he may be making money? Because
no. It's not a commission.
Has he been there longer?
Thing. No.
Wow.
Same amount of time. In fact, they'll often work alongside each other. That's how close they are in what they do. I mean, it's exact.
Was she upset?
Yeah, very. And she doesn't know how to handle it. And so I thought, well, let me take this to the guys.
Oof, that's a tough one, man.
This is the easiest question we've ever had.
Really?
I mean, okay, what? She just goes and demands equal pay?
No.
Oh.
Because, yes, but not like that. Because then people get upset and hold resentment. And even though she may get it, the vibe at work is going to be off. People may treat her different.
She's already getting treated different.
She got sent this by accident by a supervisor or
accounting.
Payroll.
Yeah. Yep.
What you do is you have it in your email and you forward it to your boss and your boss's boss and back to accounting. And you go, hey, I don't think this was sent to me on purpose. This was an accident, I'm sure. But I have a lot of questions regarding what I saw in this when I opened it. That way they know you got it.
I'm already nervous.
This is you being, it's not confrontational, but it is you asking for their time and energy regarding something that isn't comfortable and something that she may be getting screwed on, but in a way that isn't aggressive. Because it's not like she went and hacked in and got it. Or it's not like she went and asked the person, can I see yours? They accidentally sent it to her. It wasn't like she was trying to find it.
Yeah, it's like this fell into her lap.
Yeah, you forward it to your boss, your boss's boss, so it doesn't look like you're jumping over their head, and back to accounting. You say, I got this by accident, and I have a lot of questions regarding the pay, and I would have never even looked at this, but it was sent to me, and I opened it because I thought it was mine. And then when you go in, they know it was an accident. They know they screwed up. They're probably already going, oh gosh. Mm-hmm. And then you start to ask questions. Because you did nothing wrong by opening an email that was sent to you.
Like what kind of questions?
You ask questions like, hey, I saw that, we'll just call him Chris.
Yeah.
I saw that Chris is making $11 a year and I'm making $8. We've been here at the same time. Like, what is he doing differently than I'm doing? Mm. You don't go in going, I demand more. That's what you're doing, but you're doing it in a way that doesn't put anyone on their heels where they can answer the question and like, oh, wow, yeah, I'm glad you found that. We are going to bump you up. We didn't notice that your salary had been, you hadn't gotten a raise. So I think that's how you do it. A little bit.
I mean, because you have to assume that it's
absolutely,
it's potentially this way because she's a woman and he's a man.
Or you find
out. I thought we were mixing the genders.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Or you find out.
Okay.
We're not.
Or you find out why it really is. Like, because there really actually may be a reason as well that you don't know. But you're about to find out one way or the
wow.
other.
Wow.
You're about to get your raise mm-hmm. without being confrontational about it. Because then if they do nothing, you're like, no, that's just how it is. Well, then you can get confrontational. But you just don't want to, if you don't have to hurt the vibe at work. There comes a time when you have to. But first you just go, hey, I saw this. Obviously, I wasn't pursuing this. But it leads me to some questions now that I have this information. And if they don't have good answers, showtime, baby.
What if they're like, Jimmy's here like till 11 o'clock at night every night?
No, because it's a salary position.
If there
position.
Is a reason.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Valid I'm not reason. Saying that's the reason. In a salary position, time almost doesn't matter. It's how effective you are at your job.
Right.
But you're about to find out if Jimmy's just more valued at your company. That could be it.
Yeah, because Jimmy's a man.
No, it doesn't have to be.
The thing is, you may find out what Jimmy does
right.
that is actually different.
You can assume it's because he's a man.
I can tell you what it does. It's different.
He's standing up. Yes. And that could be it, too. It really could. Yeah. But you have to go and play it passively.
The only thing I could think of, and I was talking to her about it, is, okay, maybe he came in with more experience.
They'll tell you. Whatever the case is, they'll tell you what it is. And it's up to you to decide whether that's a good enough answer or not. Because if you feel like it's not, and they're only paying him because he's a dude, then, again,
which I mean, that's,
it's showtime, baby.
That's definitely we're about to happening make more,
yeah.
places, obviously. So,
let us know how that turns out. Poor Jimmy. Like, it probably doesn't know either.
Right.
Yeah.
Jimmy's, like, thinking he's just making his living. He doesn't know he's making more than other people. And now, all of a sudden, Jimmy's paycheck gets sent over.
Man, we should do that here.
Has anybody here ever been sent anybody else's
no.
paycheck?
I've seen someone on a printer.
You have?
Who has a paycheck on a printer?
One of the bosses has printed it for some reason. I don't know.
Printed
maybe a photo
their
copy?
Own?
Yeah.
Or,
oh. I guess.
Why would they print a paycheck?
Here?
Like here.
Hey, was it awesome? Was it awesome?
I was like, dang. Okay. Okay. Like, I need your position.
Okay.
But I don't think they would give you that position.
No. No, I don't think they would either. But I just saw and I was like, dang.
Yeah. But also, that's not a position that you're right beside.
Right. Yeah. It's a different position. Yeah. But I was just like, I didn't know that position made that.
If you knew that, would you have gone for that position?
Well, maybe. I don't know. It may be a lot of responsibility, but I don't know. I'm not quite sure what the person does, but they are doing all right.
It's Eddie.
That's not me.
There's no one in this room.
Time for rejected segments. Here we go.
Rejected segments.
These are the top five rejected segments from the last 30 days. These were ideas that were turned down because they were too either boring or dangerous, or we do tell you why we turned down each idea. Number five. The idea was Lunchbox takes an 8-hour Uber. Apparently, there's no distance limit in taking Uber. But there's a time limit of 8 hours. You just have to find a driver to accept it. What if we send Lunchbox on an 8-hour Uber ride? We find a place 8 hours away that he can visit, like the murder house or wherever. And then we also check in with him during the ride. And we see how much it costs at the end.
A lot.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
So rejected because one, expensive. And two, I don't think he would have done it.
Yeah, just 8 hours,
just
and then
for the sake of doing it,
he would have to give me 8 hours back. It would have been double expensive.
Well, but if you were like sent to a murder house or something, we could have had Abby follow you.
This seems real. Yeah, that's a good reject.
Are you looking up to see how much it would be, Eddie?
I'm trying to do like Chicago, like how much from here to Chicago, right?
Too far, probably. You have to do 7 hours, 59 minutes.
Okay. Well, no, where would that
somewhere
be?
Somewhere in Missouri.
Number four. Amy suggested show bonding trip, cow cuddle therapy.
Yes. How did this get rejected?
Did you know you can sign up for cow cuddle therapy? I think we should go as a show, a bonding trip of sorts. Could be so therapeutic for us. So rejected because I don't think any of us want to cuddle with cows, first of all. But number two, I think Amy's just looking for friends now because she sent two of these. She also sent the line dancing one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think now she's just making
And don't cows kind of stink?
Yeah.
I mean, if they've been outside.
Sure.
But these cows cuddle, so.
I'm sure they really want to be cuddled, and they pee, and oh, my God, they poop while you're cuddling.
Would you guys have wanted to do that?
No.
All right, next up, let's go.
Number three.
Masked interviewer. Scuba Steve books a mystery guest, but they have to come in wearing a big mascot-like costume. We have no idea who it is. They can even talk in a different voice, but we get to ask 10 questions to figure out who it is.
That's fun.
Great.
If they stump us, they get to promote whatever they want. If we guess it within 10, no interview, no promo.
That's fun.
A great idea.
The problem is we would never get anybody good to do this.
Yeah. Do it.
I mean, that's like the Masked Singer. Like, there's never anyone really, really good. They're always like C-list celebrities.
But they're still celebrities that you know, and they get to promote themselves regardless.
Yeah.
So there have been some kind of famous on there, or people that used to be really famous. With this, if we told them this, you have to wear a mascot costume, and if we figure you out, you don't get to do your promo for whatever. Nobody would come in. I think it's a great idea, but nobody would come in.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, next up.
Number two.
This one under the I'm just searching for show prep category. Eddie, I thought I caught my 16-year-old son drinking.
No. This is a real story.
Okay, tell the story.
This is crazy, guys.
There we go.
One weekend, I bought these Trulies, like a six-pack of Trulies or whatever, and I drank like two of them. No big deal. I put the rest in my refrigerator. And then one day, the same day, my son walks in the kitchen while I'm doing the dishes and takes the trash out. I'm like, that's weird. He's never voluntarily taken the trash out. This is my 16-year-old son. Then I go in the refrigerator, and guess what? The Trulies are gone. Wait a second. Red flag. My son's drinking. He drank those Trulies and he's throwing away the trash because the evidence is in the trash. Turns out the Trulies were like in the back of the refrigerator. They fell off the back. I found them like 2 days later. But for 2 days, I thought my son was drinking.
Did you confront him?
No.
So what was the segment?
Did you go look in the trash?
No, I
never looked in the trash.
Did you check the recycle bin?
It's under the category, had no show prep, so just made up a story.
Like the time
I didn't make up a story.
Just like told a story, made it extra elaborate because...
What was the underwear thing that wasn't underwear?
Yeah, I found underwear in my
women's underwear in his car.
My wife found them and she thought they were women's underwear, but they ended up being like, I don't know, like a Speedo or something.
It was a kid's winter ski mask or something.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Okay.
It's true stories, man.
Let's go to number one.
Number one.
The number one rejected segment. Raymundo heard this country artist is going to be broke very soon.
Oh.
I would never get on and just have Ray tell a story. Because Ray even put the artist's name in it. He was like, I want to talk about so-and-so and what they're doing. I would never put the artist's name. Now, if we did it like a country music secret, I could understand. But Ray wanted to go hard at this person. Don't say who it is.
Yeah, just some of the stuff they're doing. They're flying private to a lot of their shows when at this stage or however late or early in their career, you really aren't supposed to unless it's like really necessary. A New York or an LA, you're not flying private to just basic shows, and this person is. Another thing is
Wait, did you say fly private to New York or LA?
Yeah.
No, that's way expensive. You never want to fly private to LA. It's like $60,000 on this side because you're flying all the way across the country.
And they're doing that?
Yeah.
I know. My point is Ray doesn't even know what he's talking about.
I do. And then they also just did a new house, and I don't think they have a family and kids, and I heard it was a 10,000 square foot house, which sounds massive. So
it is.
It's probably something that's going to make you go broke, and that's why I said.
Got it. I know what it is.
Yeah, I did too.
I know it is.
Give me a single letter in their first name.
Yep. Nailed it. Nailed it.
Now you got to beep it because they both did a letter. So the letters.
I don't have a letter.
You don't have a letter?
I mean, there could be.
This person's making a lot of money right now.
Multiple. Okay.
No, there's not multiple.
Yeah, there is. I can think of like three with AI in it. But it's a very common coupling of letters.
Yes.
But I'm not going to let you say who it is. Oh, I haven't said. Keep beeping that when I keep saying the letter. So, can't do it.
Yeah, and when you go out to drink...
You don't have your facts, though.
Correct. Well, when you go out with your friends, you probably shouldn't buy their drinks every time you go out with them, and I heard they always clear the tab, which is nice, but that's how you go broke.
I don't know if that's how you go broke, because if you have a lot of money, buying drinks or dinners, that's...
But if you're going out
three
or four...
You don't know how much money people have.
Correct.
But I can't say that because that gives it away.
And they may not be... paying for those jets. Like, somebody could be paying for that.
Jets are free?
No,
somebody else is paying for it.
Okay. This is why we don't do it, because we throw somebody under the bus and it's not true. I know this person's making a lot of money. Now, I don't know what they're doing with their money, is responsible
or
not.
So you know who he's talking about?
Yes. He wrote it. He wanted to say it on the air. Okay, Ray, thank you.
Yeah.
That's Rejected Segments. Thank you.
That was Rejected Segments.
Here's a voicemail. Olivia from Michigan.
I have a morning corny for Amy. What did the man with a broken leg say to his Valentine? I have a crutch on you.
Cute.
I have a crutch on
you. I like that.
Valentine's Day. Tomorrow?
Yep.
I'm ready. So I haven't really been specific about, okay, how many days, how many hours.
Is Kaylin ready, though?
I have no idea.
Because
we don't talk
like,
about it.
Yeah, because we were talking about doing
Don't say anything to her today.
I'm not.
Don't even text her and be like.
I didn't. Well, can I tell you the story?
No, because you're going to spoil something.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I just said, is she ready? She's like, well, what about Wednesday night? We could do something Wednesday night. I'm like, That's Valentine's Day.
Hey, maybe she's not ready, man.
You might need to make sure she knows you have something planned or that that's actually
we haven't even talked about it.
Yeah.
Well, we have not said one word about Valentine's Day. Yeah. I just have the expectation that we're going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And my expectation is hopefully by now she has an expectation that I'm going to try hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's not the case. I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
But well, she's making plans.
Well, I'm not. I told her I couldn't do it then, but neither can she.
She probably just didn't know what that date was.
Exactly. I agree. Okay. Once she realizes that it's the 14th tomorrow.
Don't say anything to her.
Okay. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So 1 in 10 Americans that are in a relationship do not know their partner's salary. 1 in 5 aren't sure how much their partner has in savings, what their credit score is, or where they spend most of their money.
Credit score, I have no idea what my wife's is. The rest of it, we know. She knows what I make. I know what she makes. I know what she, I mean, and then there's access to every, yeah, that's weird. I know Lunchbox says his wife doesn't know what he makes.
She has no idea what I make.
She has idea.
Okay, I guess she has an idea, but she doesn't.
But you just said she has no idea, but I'm just saying she has an idea.
Like, how would she know?
She has an idea based on the lifestyle that you live, and when you buy a house or when you talk about what we can afford, I think she would know.
That's true. I guess, yeah, okay. Because when I'm like, I can pay 70%, you pay 30%. That's true.
I mean, y'all have different accounts. I can't imagine that it's this many people that have, or I don't know how many people have separate accounts and completely different. So maybe you just don't know.
Like, I have no idea her credit score. I don't know my credit score. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know that I know my credit score either. I know it's good enough.
And that can fluctuate here and there.
Yeah. Weird. The credit score one, I think, is kind of weird.
But maybe, hey, go home today, ask your partner, how much did you make?
That's a good conversation starter.
But I think most people know.
1 in 10 don't.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What else?
Okay. How often do you think your ex is checking your social media, or do you check your exes? Anybody?
No, I never check my exes. I mean, I don't even know. Mine, who knows?
Well, it's the man that is snooping on his ex's social media more. He takes a peek once every 30 days, and women check their exes less often, like an average of 92 days. They get curious.
I guess maybe if you're not in a relationship, you check your ex.
No, Lunchbox is always messaging with his exes on Facebook.
But they weren't, I mean, I wouldn't say they're exes. They're
well, you used to date.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
got it.
You know what I mean? That feels even
like there was
know.
No, that's there was no commitment. Not.
Right.
But I bet you girls, like, from the past, they definitely check on me. For sure.
Definitely. Your flings?
Yes, 100%. Like, when you're in the public eye, they're looking to see what you're doing. Like me, I wouldn't even, some of them, I don't even know their name, so I don't know how to find them.
So you're exes, but they're just ex-flings.
Yeah.
You don't even know their name.
No, like Green Dress, no idea her name.
You just have her on your phone as Green Dress?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's probably more common to try to go to your ex's new person's page.
I guess if you still care or you're not like married and moved on or yeah.
Oh, it's not normal to do that?
I don't think about it. No.
Okay.
No.
Cool.
All right, what else?
So a list came out of the top 30 celebrities that use private jets the most.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 country artists made the list. Because, I mean, you expect like Elon Musk,
Kenny.
Bill Gates, yeah. Kim Kardashian.
Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, he's on the list.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. He's at number 27 out of 30. And I got one more.
Garth.
Nope.
Blake.
Oh, that's a good one. What I wonder if Luke would be on there just because he gets to fly back to Idol back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got that Blake, works. Got The Voice.
Yeah, Blake's not on The Voice anymore.
He did.
Yeah, is it Blake?
Yeah, it's Blake. Yeah. He's at 23 out of 30.
So what's the point of this story?
I just thought Two country stars made the list.
Got it. Is that a good thing
or a bad thing? I don't think it's like, a bad thing.
I wish I was on that list.
Yeah, I mean, that's it works for them.
I don't know if you were shaming them or not.
Oh, no. But this year, out of the top 30, Taylor Swift didn't even make the list.
Look at her.
Not
she
good
had,
for her.
She had two jets in Tokyo waiting for her just in case one of them broke down.
So
she
smart.
Flying back.
Oh, she had two.
Yeah, I know. That's cool.
Maybe that's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's a doorman in New York City. It's on the Upper East Side, to be exact. And he's at work. He's just chilling out there, looking at people. Oh, you need a cab? Yeah, babe, babe. Hey, cabby. Then he sees a woman walking by with her purse. Two guys come out of a car. Boom, pin her up against the glass. They start trying to steal her purse. She fights back. What does the doorman do? He runs up. Hey, get away from her. He breaks up the fight. They run away. So she's safe, and she still has her purse. And he's being called a hero. But Lunchbox, you're going to hate this. He wants to be anonymous.
That is heroic because he could have been hurt.
Right. Correct.
Like, to me, a hero is doing something for others whenever you could actually suffer from it, being injured or hurt. And he definitely could have been hurt or killed. So that is heroic.
What's crazy, too, is it happened in broad daylight. He's like, man, New York City's changing. This doesn't happen very often where, like, just somebody gets mugged like that in broad daylight.
Did she have a bulldog in her purse?
She did not have one. No.
Those sayings, they're stealing them like crazy on the streets of New York in daylight.
He did say what was crazy is when the guys were running away, he's like, hey, man, she tried to steal my phone. And it was all lies. Like, these guys are just weird. But anyway, he's a hero. He saved her. And
we don't know who it is.
We don't know who he is, but that's okay. He's still a hero.
He is. It's a magical doorman. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.